This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking with Tammy Hand, who's down at the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. And Tammy is with Aviation Capital Experts. She's giving a seminar down there on how to get financing for your LSA. And a lot of pilots are wondering if they might be ready to buy an aircraft, but how can they get financing for it in this economic climate? So Tammy has all the answers. So Tammy, can you tell us how pilots can get financing for their airplane if they're ready to buy?
Well, certainly in this current and credit meltdown, if you will, all financing has been severely limited. But there is options out there for financing an LSA. What we're looking at is a lot of the funding sources are trying to reserve their capital. So what you're needing in order to finance an aircraft now is relatively strong credit, good debt to income, good ratios, the numbers need to work out. Previously, I will say last year, there was a little bit more confidence in the market and that the funding sources were being very aggressive with their terms. So now what you're seeing, what used to be the norm with 10% down, 20 years financing, has somewhat become the exception. And now today, we're looking at more realistically 20% down, 15 years being typical as far as terms. And, you know, rates are going to vary depending on the loan amount. But I would say, 7% is possible in, the $100,000 or more. And if you go less than that, it'd probably be rates in the high 7s to 8s. But that all depends on your individual situation. So, talk to us and we can give you some more specifics with your situation.
Okay, thanks. And are you finding, are pilots finding creative ways to make this purchase if they want to and they're finding the financing challenging?
Certainly. It's, we have to think a little bit creatively because things are definitely an interesting time for us. So as you think out of the box and try to find various ways, there are options that maybe people haven't thought of that perhaps I can talk them through. There's unsecured loans that some people may be, that may be an option for some folks. If you're getting into partnerships, that may be another option. And really just utilizing, the strong credit that you have to pursue, whether it's with me or maybe a local funding source, your local bank that you already have an established relationship with, or credit union, there is money out there, and I can help folks find that.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, and how can our listeners reach you if they want to know more about these options?
Sure. My degree is in finance. I became a pilot, and we currently own 4 aircraft, and we're definitely aviation enthusiasts using our background in education and finance. And Aviation Capital Experts is in the business of providing capital for various aviation pursuits. So our interest is the pilots to call us to find them the solutions they need. They can take a look at our website at www.acetofly.com, obviously an abbreviation for Aviation Capital Experts, the number 2 and the word fly. That's also our 800 phone number, 877-ACE2FLY. So kind of one and the same. And we'll be happy to talk to them and let them know what options are available.
Okay, thanks. And what about financing for aircraft on beyond LSA? Is there money available for, say, ultralights or for piston, regular piston airplanes?
There is, yes. There's money out there. Again, what we're looking at is the funding sources being a little bit cautious in this market. It's going to take good credit and good numbers, but there's definitely money out there. The newer collateral that has just come on with the ultralights, the various collateral that's new to the LSA market and to the aircraft financing market is still relatively new, and there's not, the value in the secondary market with this is still being determined. So there's some hesitancy with regard to the ultralights, et cetera. But again, there's money out there and available, and it's just a matter of knowing where to look.
Okay, Tammy, thanks a lot. And again, this was Mary Grady with AvWeb talking with Tammy Hand down at the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.